This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
All right, joining me right now is Scott McLuhan. Love having Scott on the show after the draft. I think we've done this now a few years in a row, at least maybe 3 or 4 years in a row. Scott, by the way, is still doing a lot of consulting work with NFL teams on their draft prep. That's why we can't have Scott on before the draft, because he's actually working. But of course, Scott was the GM here in Washington in 2015 and 2016. Prior to that, the 49ers general manager for several years, the Seattle senior director of personnel for several years as well. Scott joins us right now. So real quickly, before we get to this draft and then specifically to Washington's draft, I know you're busy, you know, year round, watching a lot of college games and a lot of college tape. About how many, I know you can't tell me which teams, but about how many teams are in the Scott McLuhan consulting group? How many teams are you helping out?
Quite a few, almost too many to tell you the truth.
But yeah.
It's all good. It keeps me busy. You know, the thing about it is being a consultant, I'm not traveling, I'm not doing school calls, I'm not doing combine, I'm not doing all-star games. I just sit here in my house, and I watch tape, and I write reports for them.
Do you miss it, though? Do you miss not being able to call the shots?
I miss the fact of the partnerships you got with players.
Right.
You know, the relationships you made with them and their families. And that's what I miss the most. You know, calling the shots, anybody can try to do that. Anybody, you know, and you're either good or you're bad if it plays itself out.
Right.
But, yeah, no, I just miss the relationships with the players and the coaches.
So there's no missing of being a part of something that when the games start in the fall, you've got a vested interest because you're working for that specific team.
No. I have a vested interest no matter what. I mean, I've been with – right now I'm with 5 teams and all 5 made the playoffs. And a couple of years ago, one won the Super Bowl. I've been to 6 Super Bowls now. I mean, I've been very lucky. I got 4 rings, you know. It's really cool. But, yeah, I just, you know, it's, you know, when you get older and, you know how life works, all of a sudden you get to the point where I got to deal with coaches that are messed up or pissed off. I got to deal with secretaries that the guys, you know, whatever, staring at are different or whatever. I don't miss that at all. I just miss being on a practice field and then just watching tape and being with my scouts.
You worked with Dan Quinn. I'm sure I've asked you this before because I think you were on with me last year, but what do you think of the job Dan Quinn's doing in D.C.?
Phenomenal. And I'm telling you what, the guy's a stud. The guy, not just as a coach, you know, I get it. He's defensive-minded. That's his background. I get it. You know, We lost Gus Bradley in Seattle. Dan took over.
Right.
We didn't break stride. But the thing about him is he's a better person off the field. All he wants to do is listen and learn. You know, and it's great. I'm telling you, it's great for the Commanders from the standpoint that he's that type of guy. You know, I was lucky enough to be with Mike Holmgren. And he was like 50-50, listening or not listening, which is fine. Yeah. I was young, you know. But then Pete Carroll, all he wanted to do was get information. And Pete Carroll taught Dan Quinn how to be a head coach. And it's legit. It's good stuff.
Did your paths ever cross with Adam Peters anywhere?
Oh, yeah, on the road, scouting.
Yeah,
and as college scouts. Oh, yeah. No, we'd meet up at, you know, all of a sudden you go into a school and you start watching tape, you know, college. And you start watching tape, and then scouts come in. Oh, yeah. No. He's a good guy. Really good guy.
All right. So before we get to Washington's draft, which, you know, I and all my listeners are most interested to hear your thoughts on, what did you think of this draft going in? Like, how did you describe the draft to anybody that asked you before?
Well, first of all, it's always a good draft. It's what you make of it. It doesn't matter who you take in the first, who you take in the seventh. It doesn't matter. It identify what fits your scheme, what fits your culture, what fits your character, you know, 100%. I thought it was really deep in D-line, especially defensive tackles, which is very unique.
Yep.
And I think you saw him go, you know, so, but every draft's a good draft. You just got to make it a good draft. You know, you can say, well, there's nobody at the fifth round. I'm like, yeah, there is. I've drafted many guys after the fifth round, end up being 10-year starters, you know? So, I mean, it's what you make of it, you know? And the thing about with the Commanders this year, you know, just having five picks, it kind of handcuffs you.
Right.
You know, but still okay, because they made trades before and got good players and ended up having last year having a winning season, which is awesome. You know, my first year in San Fran in 05, we had 14 picks. And
yeah.
12 made the team. 12 made the team. They're like, you did a really good job. I'm like, no, our roster's that bad.
Right. You know, there was a lot of that last year with Quinn in terms of major turnover from the year before. And you can get fooled by that, right? You can look at the players that you acquired via free agency and the ones that you drafted and assume after 1 year you did really well when, in fact, it was just a depleted roster going in.
Well, it's depleted, but also there's still football players there. But the thing about it is, you can think, I'll never forget my year in Seattle. I was a senior personnel executive with John Schneider, the GM.
Yeah.
And they gave us a D. Great. All them players won a Super Bowl. So I'm like, well, I'll take a D every year. I'll go with it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, I've said this many times before. As a fan, I don't think there's anything that we, you know, embrace and obsess over that we know the least amount than the NFL draft. And I say that, Scott, and I say that with all due respect to people like you. The people that get paid to do this get it wrong more often than they get it right, by a long shot. You know, hitting on a third or 40% is typically a pretty good hit if you look at it 3 years down the road. But still, we love it, but it is kind of a wild card kind of, you know, exercise at times, right?
100%. I never forget when I first started. I was 24 years old with Green Bay. And Ron Wolf, who's the first GM to go in the Hall of Fame, told me, if you're right one out of four, you're doing a hell of a job.
Right.
Hell of a job. He says, and I'm like, well, no, I'll be right three out of four. He says, no, I'm just telling you, as a guy getting a second contract and the guy playing 10 years, that's a hit. If all of a sudden they're not getting a second contract, you know, you're trading them or you're cutting them or whatever. And I'm like, wow. You know, and at that time I was so young, I didn't. I'm like, oh, I'll be better than that. And then I got in the big seat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he's 100% accurate. 100%
Yeah, yet we love it, and it's such a big part of kind of the NFL calendar. By the way, just that 2005, you know, first year in San Francisco, was that the Alex Smith year?
Yep, yep.
And so Frank Gore was in that class too, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You know what I didn't realize? I had Clinton on the show, Clinton Portis, last week, I think. And, you know, Frank being, Gore being a Miami guy, Clinton mentioned something to me, and I had no idea. Do you know where Gore ranks on the career rushing yards list in the history of the game?
Number three.
Number three. I certainly would have guessed top 10 somewhere. I'm like, number three, are you sure? I'm pretty sure it's got to be Barry Sanders, or it's got to be, you know, Adrian Peterson. It is Frank Gore, and he was not that far away from catching Walter Payton for number two. But I don't think of, as a lifelong NFL fan, Frank Gore is a really good player. I don't put him in that Emmitt Smith, Walter Payton, Barry Sanders. You know, for me, Eric Dickerson, Earl Campbell to me is one of the great running backs in the history of the game. I don't put him into that category. Do you?
Yes, 100%. If you knew what he went through, first of all, the first year he wasn't a starter, we had Kevin Barlow, who I ended up trading to the Jets. And then Frank became the starter. But what he went through with how bad the offensive line was, you got to figure, when I got to work, I mean, I got to San Fran, we had the first pick for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, plain and simple. And I've been in Seattle before that, and I'd see every game, and we'd just dominate them. And so to see what he went through with the first 3 or 4 years of our offensive line, and Alex Smith, you know, had an okay rookie year, had a really good second year until then, you know, we ended up winning, I think, 5 or 6 games, and we were no good. And then the third year, he got hurt in the first freaking game. Guy I drafted in Seattle, my dumbass. But he was our entire offense. So if you're a defense, all you're doing is scheming against him.
Right.
And the son of a gun would not back down. He just kept running through him and running through him and running through him. I'm like, dude, you're gonna be okay.
Wow.
And he didn't know any better. He says, yeah, no, I got you covered. I'm like, gosh dang, dude, you had 35 carries. because I had Trent Dilfer playing quarterback.
Oh, boy.
I went through 4 quarterbacks that year.
Gore's second year, you're saying?
It was his second year,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, it turned out to be his best year of his career.
Yeah. And think about it, it was the worst offensive line he ever played behind, ever.
Wow. You know,
it was on him.
Back to Alex Smith for a moment. Again, yep. Maybe this is a repeat, and I've asked you this before, but I forget what the answer is if you've given it to me before. So was Aaron Rodgers a consideration?
Yes. I'm going to say so was Braylon Edwards. I had 4 guys that were intriguing. But I got phone calls from John Gruden, from Bruce Allen, before the draft. It's like, listen, no one's going to trade with you. And I was 34 years old.
Right.
And I'm like, okay. During the draft, I'm not a big trade guy. If I got a player, you know, if I don't have a player, of course I'll trade. But, yeah, they're like, no one's going to trade with you. You got to take somebody. And I'll never forget, John Gruden told me. He said, it's not even close. Because he just came out to California and stopped in Utah, worked out Alex, and then he went to Cal and worked out Aaron. And he said, it's not even close. You take Alex Smith, 100%.
All right, let's get to Washington's draft. What did you think of their first-round pick, Josh Connerly Jr., tackle from Oregon?
I like him. He's going to be a right tackle.
Yep.
And I think he'll play early. And he thing about it was, during the fall, I kind of watched him. He was kind of inconsistent at times. But then he got the Senior Bowl, like the one-on-ones and stuff. He showed me more athleticism than I thought he had. And if all fails, you can move him inside the guard.
Was there somebody else on the board at 29 when they picked that you thought was a better fit for Washington?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Yeah, but I don't want to say it. But yeah, no, there are quite a few guys. But still, I wasn't disappointed in Connerly going there. Not at all. If you get an offensive tackle that can start day one, that's pretty cool.
Real quickly on sort of a position that we thought Washington would end up drafting. They didn't among their five picks, but we focused a lot on defensive end, edge, you know, heading into the draft. How did you have them ranked? I'm just curious, like the first and second round guys. I'm assuming you had Carter number one. Is that true?
Correct.
By the way, how do you see Carter? Do you see him as sort of transcendent? You know, Micah Parsons, Bosa, T.J. Watt, Miles Garrett, or do you see him?
No. He doesn't have that structure. He's going to be a 3-4 outside backer. And which is fine, don't get me wrong. And he's going to rush. That's the best thing he does. But he can also drop in coverage. If you make him a 4-3 end, they'll dominate him. They'll put a tight end over with the tackle, and it's over. He's just not a real big guy. You know, he's going to be maybe 240, maybe, if he's lucky. I think at his pro day he was like 232 or something. You know.
So do you think that was too high for him?
No. No, because what are you looking at in the draft? Who else are you going to take? You know, I mean, he'll be a good player. I just don't know if he'll be great. When you take a guy that early, you want him to be great. You know, you want him to be Pro Bowls. You want him to be all pro. You want all that kind of stuff.
So what did you think after Carter in terms of the defensive ends?
Jalon Walker. I think he's the same thing, you know. He's more of a pass rusher, but a little bit undersized. Shamar Stewart, pretty freaking cool because I watched a big-time tackle this last fall, and he gave him all he wanted. Now, they both won and lost back and forth, you know, but it was pretty legit. I mean, Shamar Stewart, now, I don't know about the background, that kind of stuff, which apparently there might be a little bit, but... Nah, he got after it now. He got after it big time.
What did you think of Mike Green?
You know, again, undersized.
Yeah.
Very productive, sack-wise, in college. Very productive. On the medium conference, you know, talent-wise. You know, but, yeah. It's a big man's game. And I'm telling you, these freaking tackles are getting 6'6", 330 pounds.
Yeah.
If you're 240, they just grab you and throw you down. It's like going against a kid.
Right. So is that, I'm assuming then the kid from Boston College, Ezeraku, you think he's too light?
You know what? I never was asked to watch him.
Okay.
I don't know him.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, I watched the Tennessee kids. Now, very intriguing.
Pierce. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Very intriguing. But.
All right. Well, let's go back to Washington's draft. So you liked Connerly, but you think at 29 you thought that there were other players there, but you really liked the player. What'd you think of their second round pick, Trey Amos, the corner from Ole Miss?
I like him. I like him. I gave him a good grade. I like his quickness. I like his twitch. I like his speed. I like his instincts. Is he going to be a shutdown guy? Probably not, but he's going to play.
Outside more than inside?
Both. Hopefully for them. Hopefully both.
Okay. Jalen Lane, they picked in the fourth round, wide receiver and punt returner from Virginia Tech. What did you know about him?
He reminds me of Jameson Crowder, who I drafted.
Right.
but he's faster. He's faster than Jameson.
Yeah.
No. Not overly productive this last year. And it wasn't so much his fault. It was the quarterback's fault. He can run now. And the return ability helps out tremendously. If he can do it, you know. But I like him. I like him. Crowder. I love Crowder, you know. And this guy reminds me of Crowder, but faster, which is really cool.
You know, that 2015 draft, just because I'm a Maryland guy, I was screaming Diggs. And I know he had been hurt. And there were some injuries, and, you know, with Stefan, there were some issues, too, you know, off the field and character-wise and the whole thing. But
if I could tell you the story, I would, but I can't do it on radio.
I think that there were a lot of stories probably circulating about him. So was he just a guy that you didn't want to take the chance on, but, you know, because of the other stuff, not football stuff?
Yes, I was told I couldn't by the owner. He was sitting next to me when the scout told me about him.
And the owner, once again, lobbed in his
everything.
Lobbed in his expertise, right?
Correct. He's like, we can't draft him. I'm like, dude, why did he say it in front of the owner? Let me game plan because I wanted Diggs. He was the highest rated guy on my board at the time.
He really was. Wow. I don't think you've ever told me that. So you're saying in the fourth round when you took Crowder, he was the highest rated player on your board?
No, Diggs was the highest. But I couldn't take Diggs.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But I'm saying, was that in the fourth round when you got to the Crowder pick? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And Jay wanted no part of him. Zero.
Oh man.
Believe in me, man. This guy's gonna be a good player.
Did you like Tyler Lockett in that draft?
Yes. I'm so old now that I scouted his father.
Well,
I liked him too.
I think Lockett actually went, though, before Crowder, so I don't think you had a chance to take Lockett, but you obviously had a chance to take Diggs. All right, so you like Jalen Lane. You comp him to Jamison Crowder, a faster version. What do you know about their sixth-round pick, linebacker slash whatever, he might be a safety, Kane Medrano from UCLA?
Zero. You never watched him.
You didn't. Well, can I?
Nope.
I think if you'd watched him, I think you would have liked him, because you know one of your sayings that we repeat quite often and have over the years? In watching just his highlight reel, he's a football player. As Scott McLuhan would say, he's a football player. He's just got like that incredible anticipation, you know, ability where he kind of sniffs everything out a little bit early, and because of he's a playmaker. All right, so we'll move on from him. Do you know anything about their seventh round pick? Their running back?
Zero.
Zero. Okay, that's fine. But with that, I want to ask you about another position that I thought they would take, and I was hoping they would take before the seventh round. Did you like the running backs in this draft? Did you consider that position to be as deep as many others did?
Not up high, but mid-rounds and late, yes.
Okay, yeah. So did you view Genty as worthy of top 10?
No.
Did you view any of the backs worthy of first round?
Jenke, I did later on.
Right.
I wasn't, you know, everybody's like, he's like Barry Sanders. I'm like, no, I've seen Barry Sanders live.
He's
in the NFL, we couldn't tackle him. Reggie White couldn't tackle him.
Right.
He's not Barry Sanders. But they have talent, and they'll play. Don't get me wrong, and I'm sure they'll start early and do all that stuff. But, yeah, I think, you know.
Who was your comp for Jenty? Did you have one?
Probably Emmett.
Emmett, interesting.
Yeah, he's got a little more explosion. But the thing with Emmett was, you know, he ran between the tackles.
Yeah.
And he had great contact balance that hit him on the hip. And it's like Frank, you know, and then they would stay on their feet. And then another guy hit him on the other side of the hip, and they'd stay on their feet. You know, and Emmett's, don't get me wrong, but he had four All-Pros blocking for him.
Right.
He had a Pro Bowl tight end. He had, you know, Hall of Fame quarterback. Frank always tells me, he's like, if I could have ran behind Dallas's offensive line, think how many yards I would have had. I'm like, I hear you, but
yeah.
I'm sorry. I tried to fix as much as I could, but I couldn't. I mean, I did eventually, but it was like, eh.
That was Scott McLuhan on with me yesterday on my podcast. By the way, if you want to listen to the rest of it, he has an opinion about Shedeur Sanders, and it is a unique one. Not totally unique, but it's worth the 10-minute listen on him going off on Shedeur Sanders. You can find that on my podcast at thekevinsheehanshow.com or on Apple, Spotify, anywhere you get a podcast. All right, the two games that I can't wait to watch the most this year on Washington's schedule when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
All right, the Washington Commanders schedule is officially out. For the first time in franchise history, the Washington Commanders will play 8 standalone games this season. They are the only team in the NFL to wrap up their season with 4 divisional opponents. The Colts are apologizing to Tyreek Hill for a joke made in their schedule release video. The team said in a statement, quote, "We removed our schedule release video because it exceeded our rights with Microsoft and included an insensitive clip involving Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill. We sincerely apologize to Microsoft and Tyreek." The NBA, Celtics kept the Knicks at bay without Jason Tatum. Derek White made it rain with 34 points, shooting 7 of 13 from 3. Jaylen Brown had 26 points, 8 rebounds, 12 assists, and a 127-102 win. The Timberwolves closed out the Warriors 121-110. They await the winner of Oklahoma City and Denver. The Nats, they break the losing streak. They beat the Braves 5-4 to snap the 7-game skid. James Wood robbed Marcelo Zuna at the wall and hit an RBI double in the top of the 8th to lift the Nats to victory. They continue their series at 12:15 today. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave right now on The Fan. The Caps look to hold off Carolina tonight. Lars Eller is out of the lineup. Connor McMichael will move to center. Ryan Leonard and Taylor Radish will fill the wing spots to round out the roster. Pregame at 6:45 on 106.7 The Fan. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Yes, we are live now. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1, and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. one connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.